Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. And now, let's meet our guest and find out what we're talking about in this episode. We are in the studio today with Casey Holland. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the technology end for members of Rappahannock Electric and how they can access all of the information that you want them to have. You have a web portal. You have an app on your phone. We're all connected. We all want to be looking and know what's going on 24/7 these days. So tell me a little bit about what those options are that Rappahannock Electric Cooperative offers.
Thanks, Janet. I'm really happy to talk to you about our Smart Hub tool. A couple of years ago, we wanted to really give our members access at the click of a button or at their fingertips, literally, to be able to access all of the information about their Rappahannock Electric Cooperative account, to be able to pay their bill in one easy location, to be able to set up auto payments, as well as sign up for any other services that we offer. And so we launched My REC Smart Hub and we have that set up so that a member can go online through our web portal, or they can download the app and have all of that information available to them.
I love the app. I use the app all the time. And I didn't remember until you were telling me before we hit the record button. I have to initially go into the website, though, to set that account up to download the app to access that information.
Yes, setting up an account is really easy. All that a member needs is their REC electric account number. They'll go into the website, which is myrec.smarthub.coop. And once they're there, they'll just click the new user button and then just walk through the steps of creating their Smart Hub profile. They'll enter their account number. They'll set it up using their email address. They will have to receive an email to authenticate that they are who they say they are. And then they'll be able to go in and have access to set up everything for bill payment, to monitor their energy use. Once they have set it up on the website, then they can download the app to any of their mobile devices and be able to utilize that on the go.
Well, and it's cool too, because once I set it up on the website, you do really fun things, or if I say fun things, like text me when my power is out. That's not all that fun, but it's still kind of good information to have on the fly.
Absolutely. Outage text alerts are one of our most popular communication tools, and it's really beneficial for a member who maybe they're not at home and they get a notification that their power's out and now they're informed. We also try to provide as much information about the outage scenario as possible through our outage text alerts. So we'll text you about the cause. We'll let you know when a crew is en route or on scene. And then once your power is restored, you'll get another text message letting you know that it's back on. Sometimes you're at home and you already know that, and that's great. We just want you to be assured that we know what's going on. So when a member wants to sign up for an outage text alert, they just have to log into their Smart Hub account. And once you're there on the web portal, you will click notifications and then just check the checkbox there, and then you'll start receiving outage text alerts within about 24 hours.
Well, and I think it's great too, because you mentioned, you know, maybe I'm home and the power is gone out, but I have to go to work. And now I'm at work and they tell me, oh, my power's back on. Okay, good. I don't have to worry about what's in the fridge or any of those kinds of things.
Right. Absolutely. And one thing that I want everybody to know is that if you are at home and you experience a power outage, never assume that we automatically know that your power is out. Even if all of your neighbors are out, it's critically important for our members to report their power outage online. And you can do that through Smart Hub. So if you are logged into a computer, there's a report an outage item on the left of the screen. But right there in the mobile app, which is probably the most convenient, there's an icon that you click. All you do is enter your phone number and report your outage. It's very easy. And it helps us know in case we haven't already received something on our end to let us know that power's out in that area.
Well, and that's a good point, too, because I think we're all guilty of looking out the window and seeing if it's in the evening, all of the lights are out on all of the houses on my street. Oh, I'm sure Jake already called them. You don't ever assume that.
Exactly. Never assume, because your neighbor's probably thinking, oh, Jane already called them.
And you don't mind getting 14,000 calls, texts, or alerts.
Absolutely.
Saying,
no,
hey, the power is out on the street.
Yeah, we want you to report your outage. And if you don't use our mobile app, we have an automated phone system. So you just dial our 1-800 number and you just follow the prompts to report it by phone if that's your preference.
Now, the app itself I use on a regular basis. And I'll tell a little story. Right before we started recording, I paid my bill online. I didn't realize I hadn't paid the bill yet. But there are so many icons for so much information that you can access for your home and your account on the app itself.
Exactly. So in regards to bill and payment, your total amount due is always available to you, but you can also go back and look at your bill history. And it doesn't just provide you the numbers. You can actually click and view your past month's bill, which is really useful. Probably one of the most beneficial things for our members, and we hope and encourage everyone to use, is the My Usage feature. Through this part of MyRC Smart Hub, you can track your energy use for today, last week, last month, or last year, and you can compare your energy use. So if you get an unexpected high electric bill, you can go back and look at your usage history to see if there was something that seemed out of normal, or maybe you forgot something that you were doing. We just got out of the holiday season. A lot of people were entertaining. You might have had more guests over. And when that happens, you use more electricity than you would on a normal day. And you can see that energy use history in a chart format, which is really helpful. But it also is a useful tool for us to help you, because we can look at your energy use data and be able to help you identify if maybe you have a faulty water heater, maybe your heating and cooling system has an issue, and we can encourage you to get that checked out and resolved before high bills continue.
Well, and I'm looking at mine now, and I had a spike on Sunday, so now I'm going to have to rack my brain and figure out what were we doing on Sunday that was using more power than what we were doing any other day of the week, because
right.
It was nice outside on
right.
Sunday. But it is. I mean, and it's a great way to help people budget, and it kind of gives them a better sense of, okay, this is kind of what I'm using on an average basis. If I'm trying to cut back here or cut back there, this is a great budgeting tool.
It is, and we have energy experts on staff, and they're always trying to communicate different ways that members can save energy. So if you have heard one of our energy saving tips and you've implemented that tip, you can go back and you can see how that has affected your energy use just by looking at your usage data.
Wow. And there are so many other options. You touched on it earlier. I can report a power outage.
Yes.
From the app. And the other cool thing is it'll show me the outage map.
Right.
So I can go and look if I'm at work and one of my coworkers says their power is out. I can pull that up on my phone and say, okay, well, here's what it says. And people are en route and their estimated power restore time is whatever.
Right. Yes. We have an outage center, and the outage center has an outage map. It also has an outage summary. So if you just want to add a quick glance, how many people in your area are out of power, you can click on the summary and you can look by county. The map is really useful for people who want to see how many outages are around them. Maybe you want to know if you're the only one out, and then that is just useful information for you. During a major outage situation like we've had recently with the ice storms mm-hmm. and the wind storm, the outage map was covered with triangles. A member cannot drill down and expect to see an outage triangle over their
home. For their street, right.
Right. It's based on where the power outage damage is. So it's on our equipment. But it does help people understand how many people are affected by the issue that they're experiencing.
Well, and it's great, too, because I can find out information even if it's while the app is customized to me. I mean, it's going to show me my usage. It's going to let me pay my bill. It will also let me see if my parents in the next county over that also are Rappahannock are experiencing a power outage.
That's right.
So, and all of this is free. I mean, other than being a Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member, you don't have to pay to download the app. None of this comes at any kind of fee or cost to a Rappahannock Electric member.
No, this is just one of the added benefits of being a member of REC. We want to give our members the tools that they need to access their information quickly. We live in a day where everybody wants information at their fingertips any time of day or night. And that's what this tool allows you to have. In the app, there are other features like our energy center. So if you're really interested in saving energy, you can go into our energy center and learn about all the different ways that we can help you. We have energy saving calculators. So if you want to see what you would save if you eliminated a couple TVs that you might have in your home, or if you changed your thermostat settings, or if you decided that you wanted to purchase some type of new equipment, you can use our calculators to see how that will affect you. Sometimes we offer additional added benefits like discount lighting. Members will see that in here now. We are selling LED lights, and you can purchase those only through Smart Hub at a discounted rate. And they're great. I purchased them and have them in my home, and I love the lighting that they provide, but they were also affordable.
And they last forever.
They do.
That's the other thing. You're not changing light bulbs every 6 months or something along those lines.
Members, we want our members to be engaged in our communities just as much as we try to be. So we have a program that is a member volunteer program called the Power of Change. And through that program, our members can voluntarily round up their electric bill to the next whole dollar. They can make a one-time donation, or they can decide to donate a regular amount beyond just rounding their bill up every month. And they can enroll in that program through Smart Hub as well. And that is in the app, and it's also on the website.
Well, and that's another really great point too, because that's one of the number one issues, you know, from having talked to so many community nonprofits and things like that in and in around the Shenandoah Valley. Their electric bill is one of the things they can't go without. I mean, they may not be homeless, they may have a home, but that's the next big thing. So being able to say, hey, I'm going to give this back to help somebody else. The other cool thing is gift certificates. I can get a gift certificate for friends or parents and say, hey, Mom, Merry Christmas, I'm paying your electric bill for
That's
the next
right.
3 months.
Yes. So we do offer the gift certificate program. And like you said, Janet, you can purchase that as a gift during the holidays, but we promote it during the holidays. It's available throughout the year. So anytime that you want to do something to give back to someone else, we would highly recommend the gift certificate program as well as the Power of Change. Right now we have over 21,000 members enrolled in the Power of Change, and the money that they donate every year goes back to our local communities, to organizations in our communities that are helping not only our members, but your neighbors and your friends and your family.
Well, and it looks like you've got access to all of your social media accounts, so people that want to stay in the know can do that. And you even have a tab that says news, which I'm guessing would also give you information when the elections and things like that are coming up.
Right. We are very active on social media. Our Facebook page has over 14,000 followers, and we're pushing content out every day. And during a major outage event, that is a great tool for you to go to see real-time updates from us, to see pictures and videos of the damage that our linemen are facing as they're trying to restore power. So if you haven't already followed us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you can do that right here through the Smart Hub portal or the app. And like you said, we have a news feature, and that takes you straight to our newsroom. So if you threw away your monthly issue of Cooperative Living by mistake, don't despair. It's right here in our newsroom, and you can look at it online. And we also post regular information here in our newsroom, like you said, about our director elections. We provide outage updates in our newsroom. And then throughout the year, other news about the cooperative is posted there as well.
So let's go back to the beginning as a wrap up. So if somebody is listening and they had no idea they even had access to all of this, what is their first order of business? Would it be to go to the website and sign up there?
Yes. The first thing you would need to do is go to myrec.smarthub.coop. And once you're there, make sure you have your most recent electric bill so that you have your account number, and then just follow the steps to create an account as a new user. Once you're signed up with your email address, preferably the email address that you use regularly, because one of the things that we do is we send notifications about your bill through email. So your bill available, if your bill is due, that type of information.
I get an email when I paid it, so there's one in my inbox now.
Yes. So go to that website, create your account, look around in the web portal to see all that MyRec Smart Hub offers you, and then download the app to any of your mobile devices, whether it's a iOS or an Android,
a Windows phone,
any of those.
Awesome. So thank you for coming and kind of giving me, I will say, I love the app. I play around in it all the time when I go in. I don't like, oh, what am I going to do today? I'm going to go on the Smart Hub app. But when I'm paying my bill, I'm then looking around and clicking the usage and all of those kinds of things. So it really is a handy, handy tool for all members to have.
It is. And we're always implementing new icons within the app. So you might go there today and this is the information that you see, but 6 months from now, there might be even more information, because we're always looking for ways to provide all of the information that you need in this one easy to access app.
Awesome. Well, Casey, thanks for coming and giving me a little app tutorial.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.